AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Some pro-Russian rebels have been evacuating civilians from the conflict zone in Ukraine. A strong explosion hit the eastern city of Donetsk. Russian President Vladimir Putin has held out hope of a democratic solution to the Ukraine tensions, but he's also pledged to protect national interest. Vice President Kamala Harris is heralding NATO unity and is hearing pleas from some former Soviet republics. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration's pushing the message that Russian aggression has only boosted NATO's resolve.
Our greatest strength is our unity.
In Germany, Harris met with leaders of Baltic nations, where the U.S. has boosted its troop presence.
We stand with you.
A small contingent of U.S. troops rotates in and out of Lithuania. President Gitanas Nauseda wants more stationed there permanently.
It is critically important for the security of our region.
Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas says the Baltic states know better than most what's at stake now.
We have all lost our independence to Russia once, and we don't want it to happen again.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter is being sentenced today.
I am so sorry that I brought the death of your son, father, brother, uncle, grandson, nephew, and the rest of your family to your home.
Dante Wright was shot and killed during a traffic stop. Wright's mother, Katie, says she wants the maximum sentence for Potter because she showed no remorse.
I wanted to see her mouth the words, "I'm sorry," but she sat there with such entitlement and privilege. She never once looked at us passing through the hallways every day.
Authorities in Canada are beginning to arrest protesters who've paralyzed traffic in the capital, Ottawa, for 3 weeks in a demonstration against the country's coronavirus restrictions. This is AP News. Health officials are warning parents, check the labels on powdered baby formula. Batches from an Abbott plant were found contaminated with bacteria.
The Food and Drug Administration's investigating the death of a baby and illness in three others who consumed powdered baby formula made at a production facility in Michigan. One case involves salmonella. Three others were Cronobacter, a rare but dangerous germ. Abbott's recalling all of the products that could be affected. Certain batches of Similac, Alimentum, and Elicare with expiration dates of April 1st, 2022 or later. The infant infections were reported in Minnesota, Ohio, and Texas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers in Austria are trying to reach three Polish researchers who got trapped when water from melted ice or snow entered the cave where they were working. Unusually warm temperatures caused the meltwater to enter the cave. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.